Hey, Siri. Is it morally ethical to masturbate about your boyfriend? Surely okay, right? I mean, if you're gonna sexualize anyone, it might as well be somebody who consents to having sex with you. I'm overthinking this. It's fine. He gave me his hoodie. He has sex with me. This is fine. Stop it! Stupid overthinking malfunctioning brain. He's been inside you. Everything else is fair game. Why doesn't it feel that way, though? He gave you his hoodie. It's totally fine and not creepy at all. Probably wasn't imagining that you'd sniff at it and touch yourself, though. I'm a pervert. And he must never find this out. He'll never give me an item of clothing again. Maybe I can just be wholesome. Maybe I'll just turn over, close my eyes, and the thoughts of him in that way will just suddenly become PG-13. Let's try it. I'm imagining we're snuggling, spooning. He's holding me close. I enjoy being fucked by him far too much. But then, is there such a thing? I don't know. Why do you smell so good, hoodie? Like soap and sweat and musk and... I am a grown woman, and if I want to masturbate wearing my boyfriend's hoodie, I should be allowed to. He gave it to me. He said, no, of course, I want you to have it. Surely this is implied. I mean, he probably imagined I would just hug it close and think of him, but... Well, he's gonna find out I'm a pervert anyway. Might as well indulge. Loom. Hand on the titty. And in the pants. Let's go to work. Ah! here. No, that's why I gave you a key, so you could just come in when you wanted to. Hello? No, I was just thinking about you, actually. Come here. I can see you finished that early. So you just had to come here, did you? Interesting. No, I wasn't sleeping. I was, Okay, you can settle this question for me. Is it ethically moral for me to sniff your hoodie and masturbate? I'm very serious. 'Cause that's what I was doing? I'm sorry if it's gross, and I'm sorry if it's like, oh, for God's sake, just use a vibrator like a normal woman, but I missed you. Why are you smiling, like... Oh my God! Does being pushed back down onto the bed mean it's A-okay? Carry on. Why should I carry on solo when you're here now? Are you wanting to be a voyeur? Oh, you would you? You like to see me in your hoodie? In just your hoodie? With my thighs all slick? My pussy all pink? Well, why didn't you say? Well, what about the boobs? Oh, you'd like to see one. Just one. Don't want you to get greedy. I was thinking about you. Thinking about you being inside me. About your mouth on my nipple. That's not fair. You're rubbing your dick. Suck on my tits, please. Fuck yeah, I'm squirming. You'd be squirming too if you had someone around you. Take it off. This is mine now. Oh, it's mine. It smells like you. It's me. Come on. I was in an ethical dilemma, but now I'm just in a fucking dilemma. I need you to fuck me now. Really, really do. First, I need you to take your dick and rub it across my hole. You miss my little cunt. Come on. Come in. Come in. Come in. Come. Grab my legs. All right. Just to suck on my tits, is it? No, that's not appreciated. Oh. You wanna listen to my heart? I'll try and be quiet. Ha ha. Hail the puffy hero. Bringer of orgasms. Must just proof that every time I miss you, I should just think about you that way. It's a new yogi technique. Manifestation through masturbation.